The news in detail from Brian Jennings.
The Banshees of Inisherin, written and directed by Martin McDonagh, and The Fabelmans, written and directed by Steven Spielberg, were the big winners at the Golden Globe Awards ceremony held in Los Angeles last night. Our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Crowley.
The Banshees of Inisherin had been nominated for 8 awards and won 3. Best Comedy or Musical, Best Actor in that category for Colin Farrell, and Best Screenplay for writer-director Martin McDonagh. In a warm acceptance speech, Colin Farrell thanked McDonagh, who first cast him opposite Brendan Gleeson in the movie In Bruges 14 years ago, and said he had changed the trajectory of his life. Martin McDonagh paid tribute to his lead actors Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, Barry Keoghan and Kerry Condon, describing their performances as beautiful, and the cast later joined McDonagh and the film's producers on stage to accept the Best Comedy or Musical Award. The other big film winner on the night was Steven Spielberg's The Fabelmans, which won Best Film Drama and Best Director for Spielberg.
The Cabinet will hear today that the sourcing of accommodation for people seeking international protection and for those fleeing the war in Ukraine is becoming increasingly difficult. Ministers will set out their priorities for the next 6 months at their meeting at Farmleigh House this afternoon. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
The Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, is expected to tell colleagues that many hotels currently under contract with the Department of Children will return to the tourist trade in March and April. It is likely the Minister will give his view that government needs to reduce its reliance on private providers and develop state-owned accommodation. He is also likely to emphasise the need for more community engagement and improved supports for integration. The Minister believes communities around the country have done remarkably well, as more than 70,000 people have found shelter here in the last year. Today's broad-ranging discussion at Cabinet is expected to cover many areas, including the tourist season ahead. On that front, Minister Catherine Martin is likely to detail how tourism will be managed this year, with a focus on visitor numbers, accommodation spaces and supports for the hospitality sector.
A report produced for the tourism and hospitality sectors has warned that tens of thousands of jobs could be lost if the reduced 9% VAT rate is returned to 13.5% at the end of February as planned. The research, commissioned by the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, also claims that if the rate is restored, the extra cost will likely be passed on to consumers. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
The 13.5% VAT rate for tourism and hospitality was lowered to 9% in November 2020 to help stimulate activity in the tourism and hospitality sectors. It's due to expire on February 28th, by which point it will have cost the Exchequer almost €1 billion. But the sector claims the reduced rate has led to the recovery of the industry, which employs 240,000 people. Now, a report commissioned by the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation estimates that if the VAT rate returns to 13.5%, as many as 10% of the jobs in the sector, totaling 24,000, could be at risk. The research also suggests that given the margin squeeze currently being experienced by affected businesses, the increase would have to be passed on to consumers rather than being absorbed, putting up prices by 4.1%. The government has indicated it will review the plan to increase the 9% rate closer to the time it's due to expire, a view reiterated by Enterprise Minister Simon Coveney yesterday. The Commission on Taxation's report last year recommended the rate be restored to the 13.5% level and warned the government should not use temporary VAT reductions to boost economic activity.
A woman pedestrian in her 60s has died in a road incident in County Donegal. The woman was hit by a van on Main Street in Killybegs shortly before 6 o'clock yesterday evening. She was pronounced dead at the scene. On post is to increase the cost of a domestic stamp by 10 cent at the start of next month. A national stamp will rise in price by 8% from the current level of €1.25 to €1.35. But a worldwide letter stamp will remain at the current level of €2.20. The recently introduced digital stamp, which currently costs €2, will also remain unchanged. 6 people have been wounded in a knife attack at the Gare du Nord railway station in Paris. Police said they opened fire and wounded the attacker. A man has been arrested. The incident caused long train delays during the early morning rush hour. More than 1,000 school students will gather at the RDS today for the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. The event showcases research and innovation in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
550 projects from 212 schools will be on display at this year's BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. The entries span the categories of technology, biological and ecological sciences, social and behavioural sciences, and chemical, physical and mathematical sciences. A judging panel, made up of more than 80 people, will choose the winning entries, which will be announced at an awards ceremony on Friday. President Michael D. Higgins will officially open this year's event later today. More than 100,000 students have taken part in the Young Scientist Exhibition since the first event in 1965.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Today will be showery and windy with very strong gusts along Atlantic coasts this morning. Showers will merge into some longer spells of rain. Isolated thunderstorms and hail are likely. There'll be dry spells in many areas this afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 5 to 9 degrees. And there's a warning that west to southwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times today on all coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.